would have criticism of them.
So when Charlie Faulkner says it's almost like imposing her belief in the vote, that's not a fair description by Lord Faulkner.
She has to make the decision on the basis of the moral code that she lives by, and that is entirely up to her, and we live in a free society where people can do that.
Good luck with your crusade in this particular area. Always enjoy speaking with you, Minister. The staff will be trained to deal with incidents of spiking under this new government initiative, as outlined by Minister for Safeguarding and Violence Against Women and Girls, Jess Phillips. Thank you for your time. 8 o'clock, LBC News headlines.
On your radio, on Global Player, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 8 o'clock, torrential downpours from Storm Bert have left major roads and railway lines blocked. More than 150 flood warnings are in place this morning, including one danger to life alert in Northamptonshire. A major incident was declared in the Rhondda Cynon Taf region of South Wales yesterday. LBC's Mike Hughes is in Pontypridd.
There are questions here about how something like this could have happened again, because many of the areas of the town, the homes, the businesses, well, they were all flooded back in 2020 during Storm Dennis, and people here once again finding themselves having to rebuild their lives all over again. Among the questions are criticism as well, people asking why something like this could come about again, but also from the council leader here, who questioned why this area was not covered by a red weather warning by the Met Office.
The Met Office says it works closely with its partners to assess the potential risks of extreme weather. Sir Keir Starmer is to host police and hospitality leaders to discuss efforts to tackle drink spiking. About 10,000 bar staff in England and Wales will be trained to help prevent cases, support victims and help collect evidence for police. The safeguarding minister, Jess Phillips, has been speaking to Nick. She says they'll be told to listen to women.
That's the thing, it's to listen to people. And in a spiking environment, obviously this can happen to anybody, it isn't just a crime that happens to women. But if women come up and report this to bar staff, or that they're worried, that bar staff respond. It isn't just, well, it's a busy night, so we're going to have to, you know, we'll put it to one side till later.
A senior minister will highlight the dangers posed by Russian cyber warfare at a NATO conference in London later. Pat McFadden will describe the threat as a daily reality, with the capacity to bring down businesses and trigger power cuts. He'll set out plans for an artificial intelligence laboratory to help counter foreign aggression. A 22-year-old British man has reportedly been captured by Russian forces while fighting for Ukraine. It's understood former soldier James Scott Rees-Anderson was detained in the Kursk region of Russia. The head of the Confederation of British Industry will rally against tax rises in the budget later. Ray Newton-Smith will tell the CBI's annual conference that a hike in employer national insurance will hit growth. Ministers say they had to make difficult choices